Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gunter Spins, former colonel in the East German Army, going to be in studio with us, and he was part of the group that stood down and led to the fall of the Berlin Wall, and that's what we're coming to here. The globalists are just going to get more and more corrupt until they fall. And the question is, will they crush us in the process? I think we're doing a pretty good job, though, Max. I see a lot of people waking up. Briefly, your statement on that, and we'll take some more calls.
Well, Alex, this is why God invented the guillotine.
So that's the long and short of it. Let's go to Freedom Lover in Florida. You're on the air with Max Kaiser.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I listen to both of you all the time. I was wondering, one statement I want to make, and then I have a couple questions. What I think would be a great ticket with Ron Paul personally would be Peter Schiff. I think he would be a great running mate. But having said that, I wanted to know, Max, is there validity behind a statement that Mike Dillard of the Elevation Group made that 144 tons of gold was supposed to be sent to Libya from the New York Fed, and that's actually what got Gaddafi assassinated? And also, if I could just follow up with you, Alex, what do you mean personally when you say that you see a turnaround after, like, the final clampdown occurs?
Well, I mean, things are going to have to get really bad before people start really waking up. People are starting to wake up now because things are bad, but they have no idea historically how guaranteed crazy this is going to get. But, yes, it's true that from what I read, I don't know about the particular guy you mentioned, that Libya was demanding delivery of its gold, and we know Venezuela has now done that. Max Kaiser.
The thing about Libya was, of course, the second they let Tony Blair into the country, the country was doomed. He got J.P. Morgan to manage their pension accounts, lost 98%. Got Goldman Sachs to come in and manage some sovereign wealth money. They lost something like 80%. They totally bankrupted the country within 6 months. This is what killed Libya because Tony Blair introduced them. Of course, Tony Blair went from governing Britain to going on J.P. Morgan's board of directors and cutting deals in the Mideast.
And Gaddafi thought that they really wanted to be his friends. Talk about becoming a delusional dictator.
Well, he met the true terrorists. You know, he thought, blowing up a Pan Am flight, that's chicken feed compared to what Tony Blair does on a daily basis.
Yeah, they blow up whole countries. They blow up whole countries.
That's not fun. Yeah, that's a Pan Am flight. That's just an initiation for these guys. They got to do that just to get into
Freedom Lover, great questions. One last one for Max Kaiser. Daryl in North Carolina.
Thank you, Alex. Hello, Max. Very quickly, I'd like to ask. You say that the banks can just go in and snatch out of your deposit. Do credit unions face the same risk? And do you feel that if Glass-Steagall was reinstalled, that we would recover?
That's a good question. Max Kaiser, take us out with that. Max, did you hear his question?
Okay, yeah, credit unions. Yeah, credit unions are definitely a far superior alternative. And the second question was again?
If Glass-Steagall was reinstated, do you think could recover?
Yeah, Glass-Steagall, of course. Glass-Steagall,
what's happening is, Max, your Skype or phone or whatever we got you on today, it's Skype audio, is breaking up. But I think it's more important to point out, as you said, they're leveraging the derivatives right now. They're not getting – so that's the opposite of getting Glass-Steagall. In fact, they're going – even more than the other direction. They're using bailout money to further gamble and becoming more and more reckless. Max Kaiser, thank you so much for joining us. How do they steal private bank accounts? They have the government take it over to protect them, correct, Max?
Yeah, they just make a phone call. There's no laws.
All right, Max, thank you so much. MaxKaiser.com. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, buddy, thanks.
There goes Max. Well, great having him on for an hour and a half. Okay, we've got our amazing next guest coming on, Gunter Spins, colonel in the East German military who stood up against the tyranny. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Video up at the Oath Keepers website where he was interviewed, and he's brought his former East German passport and his diplomas and army documents. Of course, he showed all that to Oath Keepers, but he's involved with Oath Keepers and is a patriot because we know the history of what happened there with the fall of the Berlin Wall. We know that it was a key military group that he was in and commanding that actually said no on the orders to shoot the citizens that in mass were climbing over the wall. And that loss of power by the state, just like with Ceausescu in Romania, by the military standing down, even for a short period, is what finally brought the tyrants down. Of course, the military tried to overthrow Hitler, was not as successful. There have been other, attempts. But in this case, it wasn't a military coup. It was just the military standing down and not shooting their citizens that they did do in the past famously. And I don't want to go over his entire bio. It's very, very lengthy, and it's also in a big article at oathkeepers.org, but the article's headline is Oath Keepers at the Fall of the Berlin Wall article, and it breaks it down. He was born in 52, got a university degree, and joined the Army in 72. At this time, the Army had to get rid of the older officers, I guess they weren't playing ball. The new generation was very well educated and not dependent on the support of the party. We followed our oath. The revolution started in the spring of 89 in the city of, how do I pronounce that? Leipzig. Okay, I knew I was getting it right. I can hardly pronounce English, much less German. Deutsch. In a church in downtown. On Monday by 7 p.m., the service ended and a group of church members were just walking around doing nothing. And it goes on. They just walked over the street into heavy traffic, but every car stopped to give them the way. People came to watch, and week by week, more and more joined them. The party became a big problem. It goes on. Encouraged by that, many people left East Germany via the embassies of other countries. And then he breaks down what happened after that. He was served at the headquarters of the Third Army in that city, at Leipzig, at the rank of lieutenant colonel. The Stasi, a secret police, and the party arrested him in the summer of 89, but my commander gave them 5 days to provide any evidence. They could not, and I came back into service. I wish that LTC Terry Lacken had such a commander. And then it goes into what happened to other folks. You know, I meant to get this photo, but then I couldn't find it last night because I've moved several times. But my mother went to Germany and brought back a famous photo of the East German soldier helping the toddler through to his parents. Have you seen that photo?
Yes, I've seen it.
Do you remember the name of it? Because we might be able to pull it up if you can remember it.
No.
Okay, well, basically, I've only gone into part of this. You guys stood down, and that led, finally, to the falling of the Berlin Wall. So it shows that one man on the right can stand up against an army of people who are in the wrong, to paraphrase the founder of the Texas Rangers. So, Gunter Spins, it's good to have you here today. Break down your story, what you witnessed in Germany, in East Germany, and then the parallels that you see happening in the world today, if any.
Yes, thank you for having me. So I'm Gunter Spence. I served the East German Army. I left the Army in 1989 as Lieutenant Colonel. There's a document, this is the ID. Every officer, every soldier has such a document. There's still my picture in it, of course.
Yeah, they're going to aim the camera in a moment at that. Yes. But,
and the, of course, the rank, Lieutenant Colonel. And also the base I served, because Leipzig, and there's the number.
Yes, sir. Can we see the photo? It's just really interesting. Here you go. Thank you.
Yeah, there's one.
Go ahead. Thank you. Please continue.
So I served first in the 4th Infantry Division, and since 1976 in the command of the headquarters of the 3rd Army. And I became Lieutenant Colonel, and we were in Leipzig, and the revolution started in Leipzig, in the city of Leipzig. It started really with a few men from the church that left the church by 7 p.m. in the city, in downtown of Leipzig. And there is like a ring street around the downtown. And he just walked in the middle of the traffic, in the middle of the street, around the downtown. No sign, nothing. Just he were there, quiet, peaceful.
And so was that silent protest that triggered it?
Yes, this triggered it. I mean, the situation for the DDR, for the East Germany, was not good at this time. A lot left East Germany via the ambassador in Hungary, in Czech. You know. And the border itself was very well, let's say, protected. It was not possible to cross the border, unless you will die. But via the ambassador, you could go. It was easier. And the pressure was that high, they had to find a solution. But there was no solution.
We had to be clear, so people were, what would happen to families and others before you stood down and others stood down at your command base? What, in 89, what would happen to people, and what were the numbers of those that were killed?
This is hard to say, because there was no public, there was no free press, no free media. Definitely, I would say, in the thousands. Especially in the beginning, when the border was consolidated, it was not possible, for my opinion, to cross the border and be alive. There was, in the way before, when you go close to the border, 20 kilometers, about 17 miles, that was completely blocked. You had a special document when you are living there. All others would be arrested. You could not even close to the border.
So living near the border, you had to have a special document.
A special document, then you could go in this area. The border itself was, there was at least two fences with about 100 yards between it, full light all day, all night. And we had the towers and the soldier there, and he would shoot. For sure. It was the order to shoot everyone on the border.
Wow. Well, we talked about that famous photo of the German soldier with the toddler that's been caught in the barbed wire, and he helps it through, and then we're told that soldier disappeared.
Yes. And the border was closed in August, 13th of August, 1961. Since then, was the border completely closed. It started with the Berlin Wall, and also the border along to West Germany was completely closed. Even if it was not possible to go to the Baltic Sea in the north, no way. In the beginning, a lot died, of course, because the expected they can do this, can go, there's no way. Even when you leave East Germany to the east for Bulgaria, Poland, or this, there was always control. I was several times in the Black Sea vacation, and when I crossed the border to the Czech, from the Czech to Hungary, everyone, they called back to my base and told he left the border there. Before I got the authorization to go, and it was our country is in the east, yeah? When I got the authorization, I had to declare what point I will cross the border. When, what time, the same way back. Even this was exactly controlled.
Now, continuing, because I want to get into the fall of the Berlin Wall and how you were intimately involved in that with the first major military group to stand down and how that took place and how you discussed it beforehand. And then I want to get into parallels with what's happening today, as I mentioned earlier. What was it like talking to the military, you know, once you got into the Army, about when they did have to shoot citizens? And did you ever witness any of that?
And there was two parts. Actually, East Germany had the authorization to have 110,000 soldiers, no more. It were more, so they divided the, we would say here, border patrol, these troops from the normal army. So they were separated. It was the same minister, the same department.
So that was my next question. What type of men in these special units that would shoot their own German citizens, East German citizens, what type of people were they?
They served, normally, you had to serve 18 months in the army, everyone, unless you are sick or have a reason not to do so. And they selected people for the army, for the Air Force, and also for, let's say, border patrol, this part. They were young, 18, 19, 20, had to serve 18 years. When someone shot, he was replaced, and had a different service to do. He was away from his friends, from his unit. He would not stay in the unit.
Oh, because I guess they knew that after you'd killed another citizen, yes, a lot of times you had bad feelings about it.
Bad feelings about, you would talk about, and no one should talk about. So he moved them away. I have no idea what.
Yeah, now they're giving the troops amnesiacs after they tell them kill a whole village. They give them an amnesiac. That's even come out in Wired magazine. So no one remembers. That's pretty evil.
In the last years, when I was active in service, no one would try to cross the border. Because everyone knows there is no way. But when, he would shoot. This is for sure. Yeah?
What about that famous photo? Because, how could you shoot women and children? And I guess they just followed orders and did it.
Yes. Just put it over and did it.
Now, I know the press was totally controlled, but in hindsight, you know more now. When we come back, I want to ask, were there any other stand-downs or revolts that you learned about after your successful stand-down on the other side? Now, obviously, Mr.
Romania is very interesting.
Well, let's talk about Romania straight ahead. Gunter Spins is our guest. We're going to be right back with him because this is what America is facing. Make no mistake. And now it's admitted. They are training the military to wage war against the population and confiscate guns.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Way up north, to Alaska, way up north, north, to Alaska, to go north, for us is home. North to Alaska, go north to Russia's own. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92.
Gunter Spins is our guest. He's going to be on InfoWars Nightly News tonight. I'm going to do a long interview with him, and then we're going to air it at the end of the live news Thursday evening. you know, we have the news and also extended interviews like we did last night. We aired part two of the pharmacist Ben Fuchs interview. And we're going to have some breaking Oathkeeper news with Wayne Madsen that is major league dealing with the situation with Fast and Furious. Now, getting back to Oathkeepers, this is a short segment, but you were saying it'd be good to start now just on how the stand down began and how proud of you are, you know, the town that you were in and the command center that you were in, what you guys said beforehand and then what unfolded. Yeah, so how the beginning of the Berlin Wall began. You were there.
Yes, it started in the spring, early spring in 1989. East Germany existed this time 40 years, and economy, everything was going down. And a group of people after the church in downtown Leipzig went out of the church after the service and just walked around the downtown in Leipzig. Next Monday, the same, but more people came just to watch. I mean, also the Staatssicherheit was there and controlled it, but they didn't expect this will continue, and they had nothing to in their hands to arrest them or something like this. They just thought this will stop and will go away. But it was not going away, it was more and more. And in the army, the service of regulation, the regulation of service, says clearly, you have not to obey, it was written in the documents, you have not to obey an order against the own people or against international law. This was written. So the body, I mean, the documents were okay in East Germany, but the problem was the body didn't follow any order. We see this here too. Law is law, but you can ignore it. You enforce law you like. As we see here now, yeah, the border is actually closed. When someone comes illegal from Mexico to the United States, it's against the law, it's crime. But it's not enforced. And same was in East Germany, much more grass, because the border were always right. And therefore they had cameras there, recorded everything, just to collect information and try to find a way to stop this. But it was not stoppable because it was more and more, and every Monday, people came from other cities, close Leipzig, every Monday in the city to see and joined more. And later also as an officer from our headquarters joined, not in uniform, but I know this man. And then in October, the 7th of October, was the 40th anniversary of the Republic, East Germany. And the Monday before, it was 75,000. And when you see the numbers, Leipzig had a population of about, at this time, 500,000. And 75,000 were on the street, from everywhere. They had a long way sometimes, not just from the city. And you know, the next Monday will be much more. So they tried to stop this. The Monday before, there was paramilitary units from all these companies. They had to have the trained paramilitary units, and they put them on the street with Kalashnikov, AK-47, but no ammunition. And they did not use the Stasi against, because this would have bring a revolution right now. So, and they know exactly that next Monday will be more. Next Monday, were 150,000 on the street. This means 1% of the whole population of East Germany were on this Monday in the city of Leipzig in the rally. This is a lot. And this was finally the fall. There was no way. There would be next Monday maybe half the population on the street. Yeah. So it was over. They had to find a solution. And on this Monday, we had a meeting in the headquarters of the army. We had a meeting and afternoon, and the commander of the Russians were also there, and our commander was Lieutenant General Bauer. He said clearly, no soldier will leave the base. There were already soldiers, paratroops in Leipzig, young guys, 18, 19, 20 years, and they were trained to use them on the street. But no one had to leave the base.
All right, stay there. This is an amazing point to stop. And you were a lieutenant colonel there who was part of this, the stand down that on record in the history books led to the fall of the Berlin Wall by people simply not acting like animals, acting like human beings. And then we'll talk about what the Stasi did once the fall happened, running and hiding. And then we'll look at parallels to what's happening here today.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Classical tyranny is being set up in this country. And Gunter Spins was a lieutenant colonel in the East German Army. He was there at the epicenter of the stand down against tyranny. And look at the headlines today. Sheriff's Department sponsored secret meeting on small government terrorist run by the ADL. And it says people that don't want big government or want their rights are terrorists. Here's another one. Daily Mail. Meet the North Dakota family of anti-government separatists busted by cops using a predator drone after, quote, stealing 6 cows that kept coming on their property. 3,000-acre ranch, they call living on a farm, the government calls it a compound. Even living on a farm, I'm telling you, the entire architecture of this is pointed at the American people. I've been to the urban warfare drills. You've seen my films, The Takeover, Police State 2000, all of them. You've seen it, where the military trains to take on the American people. And people are like, oh, this couldn't be real. Now it's being admitted. Ron Paul is fighting, and he said it is martial law. The NDAA is martial law.
The House is set to pass it tomorrow. Okay? And Obama, who said that he didn't want to sign it because he already has those powers, turns out he pressured Congress to actually add the part for American citizens in the end of posse comitatus and kill anybody in the world anytime they want. I mean, this is the Stasi never tried something like this. The Russians didn't behave like this. I mean, Hitler didn't put stuff like this down on paper. You know, that's Mao didn't put stuff like this down on paper. You know, as you were saying, Gunter, that even in East Germany, you had all these rights on paper. The UN has all these rights on paper to get to Article 30. We have all these rights on paper. America's the first country to actually be getting rid of them on paper. This is unprecedented. The land of the free, home of the brave, would now become this light of evil worldwide. So let's get back to the stand down and what progressed. You said the commander of the base, if you remember, tell us his name and everything that transpired, what it was like, what you were talking about, and then what unfolded, then what the Stasi did, and the changes that took place, and then we'll get into what America's turned into from the parallels you may see.
Now, first, as I mentioned, in the army, in soldier, officer, had not to obey any order against their own people, against international law. I'm an oathkeeper here, and when you read the 10 orders we did not obey, we are called terrorists. We were not terrorists in East Germany. In East Germany, when someone had a different meaning or tried to work against the party, he was not a patriot, he was not a terrorist, he was against the Republic.
Enemy of the Republic.
Yes, the enemy of the state, enemy of the Republic. It is actually the same. And the same happens here. When you say you stand for the Constitution, you support the Constitution, you have to took the oath, you defend the Constitution, American people, then you are close to a terrorist. Something is not right.
Listen, I have police squad car video in my film Road to Tyranny where they pull a woman over at a checkpoint and they find a pocket constitution and they get scared. They swore an oath to it. It's like a joke. I mean, even with the East German police and military, you guys weren't scared of the Constitution, were you? Somebody pulled it out and checked like it was a snake.
It was completely different in East Germany because we got teach the Constitution in the school. I learned it in the school. And then later, before you took the oath in the army, we had lessons about the Constitution, what we have to do. And then we took the oath of the Constitution and became soldier, or in my case, officer. The Constitution, everyone knows it, because it was taught in the school. Everyone knows the history. Of course, a little bit different, because it's the big question, who tells you the history? Yeah?
Exactly. Now, I want to get back to the parallels with modern day, but let's continue. So you're there in the town where it all begins. Your commanding officer says, you're ordered to go out on the streets and suppress people. Don't do it.
Yes, the body started different ways to bring this rallies down, but there were more and more people, and there was no way to bring them down. And they could not start. The Stasi could do nothing. When the Stasi would be on the street and try to arrest people, there would be a civil war. Everyone hates the Stasi. He could not do anything, not in public. And they tried to bring the army in. First, the paramilitary troops without ammunition, but with AK-47s, just standing there along the street, doing nothing, just to give a statement. And then they brought from close to Berlin, is a base of the paratroops, parachuters and the airborne, and they brought into Leipzig.
So they were marching around with machine guns, yeah, trying to intimidate people, just like our system does now.
Just making pressure.
Black uniforms, guns, German shepherds. Mm-hmm. It's not for Al-Qaeda, it's for little old ladies.
And later, they really were going to use the paratroops, the soldiers, against the people to bring them from the street. Yeah? And at the last day was the 7th of October. 150,000 on the street, which is immense for the city Leipzig. And we had an afternoon meeting, all officers of the headquarters of the army, and our commander said clearly, no soldier will leave the base.
Really?
This Monday. No soldier will leave the base, including the paratroops were there. So it was, and all the time was absolutely peaceful. Absolutely peaceful. No broken window, nothing. It's incredible when you see this. This is power.
And so when the authoritarian states enforcers didn't enforce the tyranny fell. But please continue. So with what happened once the military stood down?
Well, the rally was peaceful, huge rally, and the body knew this is just the beginning. The week before, 75,000. Next Monday, twice the size, 150,000, which is 1% of the whole population of East Germany. There was no way out of the situation. And what the party did, that we have to do something. And the problem was the border. People want to leave, yeah? Leave East Germany. And the border was closed. And this was a question of the time. It would be like a civil war. And normally the party works like this. They will not give you an order in the party. They will tell you what they want, and you expect you will do the best you can to fulfill this order. So in the party, you would never say, you have to say this, you have to do this. No, you will say it's necessary, and you can do this, and give you the order, but you have to do it and decide it by your own. So fulfill the order for the party. This is all the education the party about this way. So, and that happens the following. You say, okay, we need a document, we need a solution for the situation and the border. A colonel from the, we can say, border patrol, got the order to provide a document, build a group, and provide some document for the party with a solution for this situation. And I heard him later, when he explained what, he said, I have no idea what I can do. There is no solution. The only solution is open the border. And he wrote the document, everyone has the right to leave and cross the border. And the party did not even read this, because it never happens before. He was the colonel, also a member of the party. He got the order, and he expect he will do the best he can for the party to fix this problem. And he had no idea, so he wrote, everyone can leave. And the secretary of the party in Berlin, there was also a demonstration in a rally in Berlin now, Berlin and in Dresden, and the people would have an answer, and he should provide an answer, a solution for this problem. And he got this document, and he was happy. No one checked it from the party. Everyone was sure this would be the right way, because it wasn't the party. And he read, and he stopped. And then he continued. Everyone can leave with a passport, the East German Democratic Republic. And no one expected this.
So basically, because the general was told to figure out a way to fix it, he said, okay, let him go. And so it was a chain reaction. Well, a high-level party person said this, and it must be okay, and that shows that command and control system. Now, what did the Stasi start to do after the wall fell? You know, the people that love torturing, the people that love controlling people, love spying.
It started far before. They know exactly, they had good information. They know there will be an end. Economy was going down. The rallies, more and more people. And what they did, the Stasi was also in the army. It was called Department 2000. So because the Stasi had every 6 months, he had to write a document about me. I can continue the position I have or not. They have to check it. When they see some risk for the body, I would be moved away.
By the way, you were arrested once by the Stasi. Yes,
I was arrested by the Stasi.
What do they do? Keep you up and stuff? What do they do to you?
No,
an army officer was a little bit better.
What he tried is to find something, some evidence, which would be against our regulation of service, or against the body. And this is pretty easy, because as an officer, you have actually no rights. In this job, you have rights, of course. But when you do anything, even when you look TV from West Germany, this would be a reason to lock you up. It was forbidden. It's crazy.
Verboten.
Verboten.
Wow. So what did they do to you while you were there?
So, they tried to find some evidence. I left the base for just some service, and I got a hint I should stop at my home and have a look at my home, and I did this on the way. And the Stasi was in my apartment, and searching for anything or trying to put something in. No idea what. I called the police. His chauffeur got arrested. This was fun.
Oh, really?
Because he let them go, yeah. And
so the same type of stuff we see here where you call the sheriff on the feds.
Yes.
And, of course, you had warrantless wiretapping, all the same things that we now see happening here. Now, how did you get to the United States? Obviously, back then, the U.S. criticized the type of things going on in East Germany. Now they say it's like mother's milk. Tyranny is good. Freedom is bad. It's kind of flipped, and in some cases, it's going more extreme, where they have Air Force aircraft scanning the evil citizens now. The whole system being used against us, a conscious move towards authoritarianism, the branding of it, all of it. What are the parallels that you see with what you witnessed growing up in East Germany, a famous authoritarian state, versus the U.S., and the direction we're going?
When we see the First Amendment, I mean, I have a certain officer. It wasn't a gun show. I had my this shirt on, and the officer saw me, police officer. He was there in service, yeah, to check around, and he went away. So this is not by accident. I get the other way. He came, went away, and I said, "Officer, do you have a problem with my shirt? Because you took my shirt here." And he just looked away, and then he came back and said, "I don't want to become a target. This police officer has a problem with someone who keeps his oath. He took the oath too. Same."
He was saying he didn't want to become a target, or you're one.
He says, read it to me. "I don't want to become a target." So the police officer are under pressure, at least some of them, to say, "Okay, I stay to my oath. I will not obey
any—" Oh, no. We've confirmed, and it's come out in documents. Oath Keepers, Ron Paul, Alex Jones, they sit up there with the military and police and say, "These are bad men. Don't listen to them."
Yes.
Pull them over if you see this. I mean, of course, this is probably the front runner in the Republican Party, and they still have manuals saying he's evil. Mm-hmm. I mean, how can police not know? The bad guys tell you stuff like that. I mean, this is obviously the bad guys. This is the bureaucracy that's engaged in all the crimes. But I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Mm-hmm. Continue with your stories of parallels you see.
The next thing is, in East Germany, we had documents. You could clearly tell the body, "Here, this is our constitution, and here's our regulation of service, and here is written what I have to do. I have not to obey an order against constitution, against our people." You could say and could show this. Yeah? Here, there's no question about. You are a terrorist if you believe in the constitution.
So it's worse. It's worse. It's more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's the ADL having secret meetings with law enforcement saying, if you talk about small government, you are a terrorist. I mean, that is obviously terrorism.
Look, and see, by the Patriot Act, they can lock you away without any reason. No evidence. You have no right to call them.
And now they want to use the military against the people.
This is the next step about the Patriot Act. And the Patriot Act is extended. Actually, it ran out half a year ago. And was a vote at the Congress. And they voted to extend the Patriot Act, which is absolutely against the Constitution.
Yeah.
Like when the Stasi arrested me, they had to do something after I saw them found in my apartment. So they arrested me, and our commander said, "Okay, you have 5 days time, the Stasi has 5 days time to provide some evidence against me, or I'm back in service."
So our government tramples on rights worse than the Stasi.
Yes. I had the right, 5 days, and they had to show evidence. They can arrest you, can arrest me here, without evidence, without any right.
What do you think of the fact that Homeland Security hired Marcus Wolf as a consultant?
Well, would work. You may need him.
Yeah, well, he died a few years after that, but the point is that they would, I mean, it's so clear-cut tyranny. What do you think of the TSA? And they do violate the Constitution, Fourth Amendment, groping children, microwaving people, and now highway checkpoints.
It's completely against the Constitution.
What would have Germans have done in East Germany if they had checkpoints where they fondled your children?
There were checkpoints around Berlin in the beginning, in the first years, because there was no border. It was open shortly after the war, after World War II. But there was never checkpoints anywhere in Germany. In East Germany.
So again, we're worse than East Germany. All we have left is free speech, and they're in the news saying get rid of freedom of speech and openly Cass Sunstein calling for alternative media's arrest. I mean, they are bona fide tyrants.
The only check in East Germany was for crime when they search for someone, but there were no regular checkpoints anywhere in East Germany. It was a socialistic state.
What would the East Germans have done if they did TSA type stuff? Would the revolt have come sooner?
Would come sooner.
So East Germans wouldn't put up with what happens in America.
There was no way. This was different.
Well, that's why I've researched the whole planet. Only North Korea is more draconian than the U.S. And it's weird, though. There's this parallel of tyranny, but then all the old vestigial freedoms are still there. But the system is demonizing it, and it doesn't matter how comical it looks. You know, here's the ADL, sir. They're here to teach the cadets that George Washington is bad. I mean, I actually have video of FEMA with ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, training manuals, and Road to Tyranny, saying, George Washington, terrorist, Thomas Jefferson, terrorist. And the cops are all, I mean, it's like saying, I mean, it's so absurd. You think it's a comedy, and it's not. They really are bad guys, and they think they're the good guys. We'll be right back. Stay with us on the other side.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Optics Planet, the go-to store for everything tactical, military, survival, and hunting, has redefined member privileges with a new exclusive online store featuring discounts too large to show the public. Optics Planet is proud to present DeVore.com. That's DeVore.com. DeVore is a members-only store with limited-time deals not normally found at Optics Planet. We're talking 3 days or less. We're talking exclusive. We're talking up to 90% savings on the gear you want and need. DeVore.com. Are you a member yet? The prices on DeVore are so low our vendors won't let them be posted publicly, so you have to sign up to see the deals. Now through December 23rd, use the coupon code RADIO to save $10 off your first purchase at DeVore.com, or use the coupon code GCN to save 5% off most purchases at OpticsPlanet.com.
The charts, important news articles and information. You can see my breakdown, Pentagon drones now targeting rural Americans. That report's up at Infowars.com. And we've got Michael Savage withdrawing his $1 million offer because multiple states are saying it's illegal to tell Newt Gingrich to drop out for $1 million. It's obviously a tongue-in-cheek publicity stunt. That's up there. Cheney said that Obama should have attacked Iran to destroy drone. That's the guy who tried to start a war with Russia, the whole Georgia situation. Just because you're about to die, Cheney, doesn't mean all of us have to die. Also, Ron Paul outlines his campaign's secret weapon from our interview yesterday. That's up there. Iran reiterates its threat to close the Strait of Hormuz if attacked. 40 members of Congress protest indefinite detention bill. We're going to talk more today, Mr. Spins, about your experiences. But in closing, what do you, I mean, you came to the U.S. You know, what do you think of it? Other parallels? Do you have a warning to the people? Why are you speaking out?
When I came to the U.S. again 13 years ago, to the U.S., I had no idea about America without the normal information. And I studied first the Constitution to understand the lifestyle here, understand more about politics, how it works. And the Constitution, when I compare it with the Constitution we had, our was new because was 40 years old, yeah, and was actually written very well. But there's a huge difference between both, yeah, even it was correct. The Constitution in all other states, even East Germany, was written to tell how the government can rule the people. This is here completely different. We, the people, Constitution is written, yeah, for the people to say, keep the government out for the rights of the people. It is completely different.
The people are the sovereign, not the government.
Yes. So, and then history, how it came to the United States, the 13 colonies, and the Bill of Rights. When you go to the Bill of Rights, I heard a very good explanation about this, very short, from Judge Andrew Napolitano. He said, Amendment 1 says, government, you cannot do this. Amendment 2 says, government, you cannot do this. Amendment 9 says, government, you cannot do this. Amendment 10 says, and if you have someone forgotten, you can do diesel.
The whole thing is about binding down government. Now it's been turned all the way around backwards. Mm-hmm. And the media will blame the Constitution for the situation we're in. We've gotten the situation because we've ignored it.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I heard our now president say the Constitution says what the government not can do. But the Constitution says not what we all can do for our people. It is not the service of the question of the government to rule our lives.
What do you think of just the open announcements that torture is good, secret arrest is good? It is like a bad dream.
It is. And I have lot of discussions with my American friends about terrorists. I mean, yes, what was the last one killed in Yemen? It was actually an American.
Yeah.
So, from my opinion, the Constitution says pretty clear. You have the right for a drill in a court. And you have to see evidence. You have to provide evidence.
Well, that's right. How do we know he was a terrorist? They told us so.
Yeah.
That this precedent of we kill you and just believe us, mm-hmm, when they're a known, you know, group of known liars, they don't want a court hearing because they don't want it to come out that he worked for them.
Yes.
By the way, he did. That did come out in the news. Or the underwear bomber was gotten on the plane.
Yeah.
That's why they don't want a trial.
Mm-hmm. And this guy, the last terrorist who got killed, was never convicted with any crime. And there were two men more in the car. He killed three. With a drone. Two men more. They have no idea who they are. And I heard on TV, they have to be bad guys too when you're on the same car. Now three men got.
And now they're saying the army will use the drones against us, and now they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the bill hasn't even completely passed yet, and it's already happening. That's in the news. They say it's against the law, but so what? The American people will put up with anything. Tonight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News with Wayne Madsen on Fast and Furious Breaking Info.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.